This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I like pushing Owen's buttons there. It's fun. I see why you guys enjoy manipulating me so much, because that was a hoot. Owen got really mad because Owen said when he gets the, if Shador gets the reps, now's the time to get the reps. I don't necessarily agree. I think you start off with who's the leaders in the clubhouse. You always seem to work forward. You go off the top and work your way backwards, it seems. Brad Ward, our good buddy from OBR, want to make sure I'm right about that. Yes, from the OBR. He tweeted at us and he said, once again, it would change daily. We don't know that he's fourth team. We don't. I'm just assuming, was he the only guy that didn't get team reps yesterday or this week? So if you're the only guy that didn't, we don't know that for sure. But if he's the only guy that didn't, well, then I it's safe to assume he's fourth team. But he's the fourth. He's the last quarterback that they took throughout this entire process. It was Kenny. It was Joe. Which a lot of us put Joe ahead of Kenny. I don't know where they have him. We've all discussed it. We probably think they would have Kenny ahead of Joe, much to our chagrin. Then you got Dylan. Then you have Shador. As much as I want to disagree with Lima, it would make perfect sense that when the cameras are on, it's a big public spectacle. He is a major star. He has a major fan base. But he was taken on day three. Yeah, you're probably going to be pretty on point about how you're going to put him in front of the cameras or not put him in front of the cameras in this point. Because if you put him out there, say they had team reps and they had him out there with team reps and somebody else didn't get the team reps, one of us nut jobs would go out there and say that he's already the second team quarterback. One of us would do that. Whether it's fair or not, I think not just one of us, I think many of us would do that. I mean, hell, you already got LeSean McCoy, and I'm not ripping LeSean McCoy for this at all. I mean, he's basically saying, why not? Just go ahead and start him. I mean, Lord Almighty, he has a Shador Sanders is a force. He is a force. And they want to do this as right as they can, and I think they have to slow this entire process down as much as they possibly can, which is a hard thing to do because we're going to blank. It's going to be late July. It's going to be time for camp. It's going to be time to get going here with what we're doing with an actual season. So that's where Owen has a great point. I just disagree with him because it's like, well, wait a minute. Once you get training camp started, you're off to the races. It's time to get some guys figured out about who you're going to start. So you would put that at the time. I just said, hey, you're not going to get that many chances if you're the fourth team guy or you're the latest guy they took. So if you're not going to get many chances, I think a couple of weeks ago during rookie camp was your time to get some of it. I think eventually you're going to get a couple of cracks at it, but you're probably not going to get too terribly many. So you are right in so many ways that he is a giant story. You can't deny that. I thought you were way off base yesterday. He is the second biggest story in the NFL right now. But they are going to do what they can, not to hold him back, not to stunt his growth, but to stop us from saying ridiculous, irrational, and irresponsible bleep that puts him in a position that he may not be ready for and put the Browns in a position that they're not ready to put him in. Because when we get halfway through the year, this could be a team that's around 500 or just under 500. This is a team that could be a complete disaster, but they still do not want to put him in a position that he is not ready to be in. It doesn't matter. I don't care what our goals are going into this season. I've said it a million times. It feels like this year is basically house money because for us, your jobs aren't on the line, folks. Lima and I, we get to all be the general managers who never get canned for this. So we're not on it. And we got two first-round picks to play with next year, everybody. So it's house money to us. House money. For them, it's not. They're going to have to put people that they trust to be in charge of their offense. And if it's not Shador, it's not Shador. I do not want to get to a point in the season where we're going, well, we're going to see what we have in him. Well, I mean, they're desperate for a quarterback. If they don't think that they can see anything in him or Dylan Gabriel, God knows who, then I don't want him to be out there in the field. I guess I'll take their word for it.
I do wonder, if this is, calculated, that they have all their setup. Remember, and I do believe Stefanski when he says, you know, they have really done the work on how to optimize this setup that I have, you know, criticized with four quarters.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Quarterbacks, that they have a plan of attack here, that they're also going to have to do this in the face of a very popular player who has, you know, the fan base that he has nationally. You know, anybody who's hosts a show here or gotten into a debate about Shedeur Sanders, they felt it because he has his fans. I mean, Mary Kay said his fans were already outsizing, you know, Johnny Manziel. Now, she said Baker. I still think Baker's fan base was enormous. I thought it was bigger, but whatever. Whatever.
They were certainly vigorous in their support of Baker.
Yeah, so, you know, I'll give credit to the Browns. If they can do all of this and stay to their plan in their setup in the face of having the fans and the fan base that is about to attack them. Because you know, those Shedeur fans who are Shedeur first fans, they're not Browns fans. They're not even Colorado fans. They are Shedeur first fans.
Yeah.
Browns are going to hear it from them when that headline gets out. Mary Kay saying, Shedeur got no team reps. The guy that was supposed to go number two overall or certainly a first-round pick at one point. At least that's what we thought. That is going to be thrown
some
in
of
their
those
face.
Some of those people are just going to have to on the internet. And I'm sure it's not all of them, but I'm sure there's going to be a couple. Then they just need to remove their head from their ass. They didn't just draft the guy so they could stick it to him and not give him the chance to ever compete for anything ever. I mean, it's the NFL. He's going to have to earn it. It's day three. I don't give a damn what happened. I don't know how it happened, but he fell to day three. So you're in a position where you have to earn it now. So the Browns, who haven't had a quarterback in umpteen years since Bernie Kosar, legitimately, who haven't had a quarterback since I was a toddler, they're not going to be in a position where they're just going to stick it to somebody. You're not going to draft a guy in the fifth round and just stuff him in a closet. You're going to eventually give him an opportunity, but you want to do it the right way. Because clearly there's something there that he has to develop with, and they're going to see whether or not he can. And if he can develop with it, then he'll move his way up the depth chart. But they've made it abundantly clear, and everybody else has. While he is a major star, the Browns understand that he starts behind all of them. And as much as I don't like to talk about Kenny Pickett being the starter for this football team, because it's not a sexy thing to talk about, and it's not exciting, and if you and I mean, frankly, let's be serious. If you and I were in Chicago or in any other city, pick any other city other than the AFC North, how much would we be really talking about the Browns? What would we think about the Browns? The Browns are a newsworthy organization, but they make a lot of news for all the wrong reasons. So we wouldn't take them that seriously. So if I hear about great things about Shedeur Sanders, if I'm a Shedeur Sanders guy like I was, and I think that he can be a good quarterback, if I'm doing this show in Arizona and I like Shedeur Sanders, I don't take Kenny Pickett seriously whatsoever. I don't take Joe Flacco seriously. Never played for my organization if I'm in Arizona. And I don't take Dylan Gabriel probably that seriously. I take Shedeur Sanders seriously. So they're going to have to deal with the outside influence of coming in saying, what are you guys wasting your time with all these other guys for? Shedeur Sanders was supposed to be a first-round pick. He wasn't a first-round pick. What are you doing? Okay, well, they're the ones that get to see him every day. The cameras are only on him one day a week here during the OTAs. All right, so what are you going to do during training camp? There's not very much that you can go from there. So if you're not going to be ready to do it, then you ain't ready to do it because they're a desperate organization looking for a quarterback. So, buddy, if you can't be a starting QB on this team and get first-team reps on this team, I know it's a short amount of time. Sorry, it ain't going to happen because this is as open a competition or as open an opportunity. Probably not an open competition. I bet the Browns have somebody they definitely think should be the leader in the clubhouse to be the starting quarterback. I don't think it's as open a competition as we make it out to be. Everybody has a guy. If you're a fan and you have somebody you're rooting for to get that job, they certainly have a guy that they're rooting for to get that job and takes that advantage. But if you can't compete with this, I don't know if you're ever going to really be competitive. It's the Browns. They got four different quarterbacks, four of them. If you can't overcome this, and it's not like you're going up against a grand old man or a legend or a guy that might have got hurt or anything like that, you're going up against Kenny Pickett. You're going up against Joe. And I mean, we've done this a million times. It's not the best quarterback room in the history of football. I think it's more competitive than what some people thought. I think it's fun. I hope it ends up being fun. We'll see what happens during the season. But man, if you can't compete with any of these guys, then either you're just not ready to be competitive or you're just going to never be a guy. It's just that simple.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.